On a cold March afternoon, two students feverishly hit buttons on Nintendo controllers in the basement of the Neptune Residence Hall. They're playing Super Smash Bros. Think of it as the Mortal Kombat of Mario. NIU is just one of the many colleges across the country joining the growing esports movement. First, let's break down the E part. Janine East is content and project manager for esports at NIU.
Esports is basically video gaming in a competitive way. Usually it's in team-based.
Faculty advisor Aline Click has witnessed how fast it's growing.
Almost every college is starting to look at it and to, you know, look at clubs or teams. It's just happening so quickly.
She says esports clubs and teams bring many benefits to college campuses. East says it was not only her and the students who saw these benefits, but faculty members all the way up to President Lisa Freeman.
President Freeman understood the value that esports brings to the university and to its students. And so we've had a club on campus for the last 4 to 5 years.
The esports club at NIU offers both competitive and non-competitive teams. Click says there are even more members than just the ones who formally sign up through the university's student club portal.
Official members right now on Husky Link is about 90 to 100. There's a lot of, I'd say, regulars who maybe don't formally sign up on Husky Link, but also follow on Facebook.
East says the esports club used to meet in a temporary location in the basement of the Stevenson Tower Residence Hall. Members used to have to haul their equipment to every meeting, but thanks to a donation by Dell Computers, they recently opened an improved permanent esports arena in DeKalb. Two more locations are opening at NIU's campuses in Naperville and Hoffman Estates.
Dell donated 25 computer PC gaming stations, and then also all of the peripherals, so keyboard, mouse, camera, headsets.
Along with club members, the esports arena is also available for any registered student to use for gaming or studying. Nathaniel Abbott is a student and member of the esports club at NIU's DeKalb campus. He says it has grown a lot in just the few years he has been here.
It's cool to kind of go from a little startup where we didn't really have anything. I mean, we had like, you know, 15 members per meeting at some of these meetings a couple years ago, and now we have this whole big private space.
As the esports community continues to rise, many people like student and club member Riley DeBoer believe that traditional sports and esports will one day become one conversation.
I think it's possible within the next 50 years, maybe less, maybe more, I don't know, I'm just guessing. Like, it will be like, maybe the term esports won't even exist, it should be, you know, sports.
The NIU Esports Cafe in Naperville opened late last month. The Hoffman Estates location will open next month. I'm Andrew Heiserman.